It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Maroon 5 lead singer Adam Levine announced that he is leaving The Voice after 16 seasons on the show. Levine was one of the original coaches and had 3 victories on the show. He said he was honored to be a part of the show, but it was simply time to move on. Gwen Stefani, who was originally on The Voice, is going to take his spot with her boyfriend Blake Shelton. John Legend's coming back, and Kelly Clarkson are all going to return as judges for season 17. Now, insiders close to Adam Levine say he was not a fan of some of the updates made to The Voice for season 16, notably the live cross battles, which debuted in April. I guess in this new round, 2 coaches kind of go head-to-head in a live schoolyard pick by each selecting one artist from their team to go up against another team's artist, and each artist performs an individual song, and then their fate is decided by a viewer vote. In a preview of the live cross battles, Levine said the round made the show kind of feel like the Wild West out there, and it wasn't a good thing. His team took a major hit, left the musician with only 4 contestants, and by the time the show arrived at the top 8, Levine's entire team had been eliminated. The source said he really didn't like some of the changes to the format of the show last season, and it's just time for him to leave. It wouldn't be surprising if he came back to visit, though, because there's new music coming soon for him, and he's going to be touring, and he plans to continue acting, so he's going to be staying busy.
That is a kick in the junk when you lose your whole team. You're like, have anybody to play?
We'll miss Adam, though. You know, The Voice is the best singing competition show out there.
I love how Adam and used to play off Blake. Yeah. I thought those two were really good together.
And he made some really sweet comments, too, saying how Blake is going to be one of his forever best friends. Taylor Swift says that her new music has political undertones. In an interview with Elle Magazine, she said, "I definitely think that there are political undertones in the new music I made. I'm not planning to stop encouraging young people to vote and to try to get them to talk about what's going on in our country. I think that's one of the most important things that I could do." She says her album will drop at some point. I think that's going to be it's going to be June or July is when this album's going to come out. If I had to guess... O.J. Simpson once bragged to his former manager about his steamy hot tub hookup with Kris Jenner that sent her to the hospital because of the size of his cock-a-doodle-doo. His ex-manager, Norman Pardo, said that the former NFL star boasted that he blanked that bee until he broke her in a hot tub in the 1990s. At the time, Kris was married to her first husband, Robert Kardashian, and Simpson was married to Nicole when the jacuzzi encounter supposedly occurred. Their spouses left, and the two were in the hot tub alone. Simpson said after the sex that they had to take her to the hospital at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Dang.
Do you believe this?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, no, I'm asking. Everybody's always speculating. I do feel bad if it's not true for Chloe that O.J. Simpson is her father.
I mean, she looks like him.
What I'm saying is the timing right, though, for what these allegations say.
She looks like him.
You think Chloe Kardashian looks like O.J. Simpson?
A little bit.
Yes.
You are on drugs if you think that.
She doesn't now because she finally got pretty. But when she before she did all the stuff to her face and everything, just normal Chloe, like even as a child and everything, she looks exactly like him.
I don't think so at all. I mean, she would be mixed, like biracial.
She kind of looks like it.
She does not look like biracial.
You don't think she could be?
Her whole thing was that she was way like paler and way whiter than her 2 sisters who are half Armenian.
She is more fair-skinned than them.
1,000%.
It's just interesting either way if it possibly could have went down.
And also,
in the hot tub.
They just did, in like this season, they just did like the 23andMe ancestry test.
Oh, yeah.
And that came back. Like, she's not.
You don't
she
think,
is full wait, you don't, Robert
you don't,
Kardashian.
You don't think that... be a cover-up of some sort.
Kris switched it out.
No.
Yeah. I know how that stuff works.
And Miley Cyrus is releasing a new EP on Friday called She Is Coming. Miley shared the release date and the album's cover art on her Instagram. Over the weekend, she debuted 3 new songs at a show in London, one called Catitude, Dream, and Mother's Daughter. Her last album was 2017's Younger Now, which flopped.
I'm hoping, as the kids say, there's some bops and bangers. Isn't the new music out on Friday, you said?
Yep, it's kind of weird that it's an EP, though.
I don't care what it is. Just give me something for my ear holes, please.
Coming up in less than an hour, you will not believe what Cardi B bought her baby Culture.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.